Well, good afternoon. It's your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. And so we're airing these interviews that we're talking to different industries. And right now on the line with us is Mike Whitmire. He's with Schneider's 1 Hour in Heating. And Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me for a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tracy.
Yeah, so Schneider's 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. I know I'm working from home, so I'm not listening to the station as much because it's always in my ears when I'm into the station. I miss your commercials. I really do. Oh. I love your commercials.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad everybody enjoys them.
It is. I'm sure you get a good reaction out of those commercials. I love them. So,
yeah.
Mike, let me first ask you, Schneider's, you guys are open, right? Are you an essential business? Is that how this works right now?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we were declared an essential business, and you know, we've reduced some of our services. We're taking care of emergency calls and those kind of things, and keeping everybody safe and comfortable as we can.
So, let me ask you about your industry in general. How do you all operate right now? Have you had to make any adjustments, or even for you, for 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, have you had to make adjustments because of all of this?
Yeah, we definitely have, Tracy, and I'm sure most businesses are in the same position. But, unfortunately, we've had to reduce our staff a little bit, doubled up some duties on some other key members, and really rotated our technicians to be able to cover the odd-hour calls as they come in.
You know, and let me remember how to phrase this, because I've talked to a lot of different industries, and they say that point right there of laying off their friends and family and their coworkers has been one of the hardest things they've had to do. Is that something that you also say? Because, and the reason I say I want to be able to talk about this, not happy about it, but I want to talk about this because I want people to remember that if you spend your money locally, then these people can get back on the payroll.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I've worked for Gary and Mike Schneider for 20 plus years now. And this is the first time that we've had a massive layoff like this in the history that I've been with the business. And we've been very proud and worked hard to keep everybody employed and going. It was very difficult to say, hey, guys, we're not going to need you tomorrow. You know, this, it really stinks to have to be in that position.
So, Mike, let me ask you, how are you working right now? Because when I do hear your commercials and you're talking about, you know, you'll be out there in an hour and if somebody needs you, you're going to be right there in the spot. I always think, boy, you all are very hard workers because, you know, to be out at somebody's house in an hour or two to make sure their problems are fixed, that's a lot of pressure on you just on a normal day. So now that we're in this kind of situation, if you don't have as many employees and you're doubling up, how are you getting all of that done?
We've become very creative. Fortunately, you know, in this time, we're not overwhelmed with a lot of calls and things. So it's really worked out, Tracy, just with some proper planning. And, you know, I really want to commend our consumers as well, because they've been very patient with us and helped us through this time. It's been really a combined effort.
So tell me what you do. If I needed an appointment and I'm going to call you, to walk me through that process. Do you come into my house? Do you wear protective gear? What happens on an appointment?
Sure. Yeah, we're doing hand sanitizers. We're sanitizing any equipment and things that we're bringing into the home. As far as our, you know, we do all of our billing today on tablets or iPads. So we're making sure those are clean and taken care of. Our technicians are wearing gloves and masks. The floor savers on our shoes and things to really cut down any transmission or risk of thereof. And, you know, everybody's been working really hard to keep themselves healthy and clean. And it's a combined effort with everybody to get services taken care of.
Right. And I've talked to industries where they typically on a normal day would have gatherings. You're not that industry, but you're still interacting with people. And so what are people needing right now? You know, a while ago, not today, I saw it snowing. I'm like, seriously, come on, why are we still,
exactly.
You know, I was like, really? And then today we get, you know, got some sunshine, you know, it's off and on. So what are you taking care of for people right now? Is it furniture needs? Are you looking at air conditionings? What are people needing right now?
Most of what we're taking care of right now is a lot of folks calling in that their furnaces malfunctioned. and they don't have any heat at their home, or it's rattling and clunking and they're worried it's going to break. Those are predominantly the types of calls we've been handling the last couple weeks. We've really cut back on our maintenance programs and our service appointments just for maintenance. Just to limit exposure for everybody. And, you know, our people are excited when we kind of lift the ban on that and we can all get back to work and taking care of everybody like we used to.
And so do you have any kind of thought of what that looks like when we all get back to, you know, whatever it is in our lives? Because your industry doesn't stop. I mean, so do you think is it just an increased amount of appointments, or what does that mean to all of you when you're talking about heating and cooling?
Sure. Yeah, this time of year, we're usually switching into that air conditioning season and getting ready for it with the maintenance visits and things. We have approximately 2,000, we call them club members here, comfort club members, that are waiting for us to get to their home to get their air conditioner ready for the summer. So, yeah, we'll have an increased demand, and, you know, we've been working hard to get our staff ready and knowledgeable enough to keep them safe and to make sure we do a great job so they're comfortable this summer.
Right, and I want you to get as many customers as possible, of course, because you are local, and we want you to be able to thrive like every other business here in Butler County. But I ask it this way, with that being said, is this the best time of year for this kind of thing to happen? Not that we wish any of this would have happened on anyone. That's not what I'm trying to say. But we're not in the middle of winter, and we're not in the middle of 90 degrees in the summer. So for your industry, is this a decent time for something like this for you to be able to manage?
It made things a lot simpler, Tracy, sure. We're not, like I said earlier, we're not overwhelmed with calls. It is a little bit of that transitional season for us. So usually it's a relaxed effort going into the month of May and June. And it's gave us a lot of time to work on some retraining and those kind of things. And so in a way, I guess it has been kind of a blessing that it wasn't during a peak season for us.
So do you need anything from the community? I know appointments are one thing. Yes, you know, schedule appointments, you know, call them.
Sure.
Yeah, right. But in that other general sense of when people are asking, what do you need? What do you need from consumers and customers at this point?
You know, the continued patronage is what it's all about for us. You know, we like our repeat visits and those kind of things. The biggest thing we ask is, you know, the same patience that they've shown so far as peak season does come. They have a little bit of patience with us to get everything arranged and taken care of for them. We'd be happy to continue the great service we've always provided.
And I also wanted to speak with you, again, speaking of your industry, because I want people to remember that you are open. I think that something that's been interesting in our own household is if something breaks, we wonder, okay, now who do we call? Like literally, I mean, do you go to the doctor? Do you call the HVAC individuals? You know, who do you call for what's going on right now? And I just want to remind people that you are open and operational. Are you 24/7 or do you have some limited hours?
We have a little bit of a restriction on some of the hours, trying to make sure the guys that are out working are getting their rest and those kind of things. But we're answering phones 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and scheduling appointments as best we can to meet the needs of the great people that give us a call and give us the opportunity to take care of them.
And I want you to get your contact information out, but before we do that, just run through quickly what you all take care of. And, of course, this is one-hour heating and air conditioning. But what do you take care of for folks, we can say on a normal day or just what you're taking care of now? But run through your services.
Yeah, Tracy, we do a broad span inside the home. You know, we're taking care of the air conditioners, the heating equipment, whether it's fuel oil, gas, propane, electric type systems. We're doing installations of new equipment, those kind of things as well. So, and we also take care of water heaters. If somebody lost their hot water or their water tank started to leak, we can go ahead and take care of those for folks as well.
Do you do the tankless water heaters?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm writing your number down. And those are the things we don't think about, and especially when we need you. We need you.
So, sure.
And explain the tankless water heaters for folks who haven't gotten into that yet.
Okay. It's a very high-efficient way to produce hot water in your home. there's no tank, so we're not keeping 40 or 50 gallons of water warm when we're not needing it and wasting energy that way. And it's a nonstop demand for hot water. So when you open that spigot, it creates hot water until you shut that spigot off.
And how does that work? I mean, we all imagine that tank that has the warm water in it. So how does endless hot water go through that system?
Yeah, it's if you can envision just having the fireplace burning with a hot water pipe that goes through it, as the water would travel through, it warms up, and that fire doesn't shut off until you shut that spigot off and there's no water flow again.
I love it. I am writing your number down. All right, so give us your number. How do we contact you? Give us your website. And again, very local, Butler County, taking care of Butler County. Do you go beyond Butler County at all?
Yes, ma'am. Butler and Mercer counties are our core areas, and we touch everything, all borders encompassing those two great counties. The office number is 724-283-8525, and you can also book appointments through our online service at schneiders1hour.com.
Fabulous. I love it. Schneiders1hour.com. Again, the website there. Mike Whitmire, I know you've been hard at work, and I know you need to get your rest too, but right now you're on the job. So thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate it. And I'm glad that you guys are open. And folks, make an appointment. Make an appointment. But thanks, Mike, for your time.
Thanks, Tracy. Everybody stay safe and take care. There's brighter days to come.